Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sometimes there's just not enough time in the day to talk all the sports we want.
I feel reborn. I'm like a phoenix.
Settle in and saddle up. The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Couple things. If you want a round-by-round recap, I am writing those for the U.S. Open because I need to for my own soul. So 97.3thefansd.com or 97.3thefansd for Twitter.
Could you just send them straight to my inbox, please?
I will send it by carrier pigeon, sir.
I appreciate that.
Okay. And next week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, the Padres are going to be home. We're actually going to be handing out a lot of Fran Mill, vote Fran Mill signs for the All-Star game. So we'll be outside of the park doing that. And you can also pick up a sign at the Padres blood drive on Tuesday.
Just do not hand out a trade Fran Mill sign.
We're trying to get him to the All-Star game, and people are like, why the All-Star game? Well, if he gets a ton of votes and he doesn't get enough votes for the All-Star game, maybe they'll take notice and put him in the home run derby. So the housekeeping is done. Let's get started.
Number five.
We talked about it earlier, and it's going to be a huge story going forward, but what are the Warriors going to do next season? Free agency and injuries are going to potentially rip this team apart, so I'm asking you to give your way-too-early prediction, which I know you both love. Even if the Warriors re-sign KD and Klay Thompson, KD is not going to play next year, and Klay is reportedly not going to be able to play until around the end of next season. So, Chris, do the Warriors make the playoffs next season?
Yes, because I believe they will re-sign Klay Thompson. And as long as he's there by February, you saw the team with Klay Thompson on the floor last night, and they look pretty good to me. They look good. They're certainly a playoff team. So I don't think it's going to collapse like everybody else thinks it's going to. I think it's a little too premature to think about that.
Tony, what do you think? The Warriors making the playoffs next year?
Yeah, they'll make the play. They'll make the playoffs with Steph and
four
Draymond.
Other guys.
Yeah, they'll make it with just those two alone. I do think it's interesting. Couple little tidbits. KD flew all the way to New York to get his Achilles repaired.
Yeah, it is interesting.
I don't find that to be a coincidence. I mean, it's not like there's only one Achilles guy in the country, and I think that can't be overlooked. But I do think Klay returns. I think that's a given. And it sounds like if everything goes well, he'll be back before the end of the season next year. So.
All right, let's get going.
Number four.
PGA Tour star Jordan Spieth is a fan favorite, not my favorite, but a fan favorite. Or is he? Because after hitting a few bad shots, the Fox microphones picked up this exchange between Spieth and his caddy, Michael Greller. Here he is on the golf course.
Two perfect shots, Michael. You got me in the water on one and over the green on the other.
So that was him.
You got me long on one.
No, you got me. Yeah, you got me in the water on one and long on the other. So people on the internet were like, what the heck is going on, Jordan Spieth? And they were not happy with him calling him out on social media for all that stuff. So Spieth said after the round, quote, we were talking about potentially one less club on the third shot. And I said about that club selection, it was clearly a 4-iron off the tee. At the same time, when you hit a couple of shots exactly where you want to, and the first one is in the water and the next one dead over the green, I'm going to be frustrated that as a team, we didn't figure out how to make sure that didn't happen. ESPN actually asked his caddy, Michael Greller, about it, and Greller said, quote, what exchange? What did he say? I don't remember. So he's trying to keep his job, I think. But Tony, is Jordan Spieth a quote-unquote bad guy in this situation?
I don't know if this makes him a bad guy, but I find it a little...
Scribby wants you to say yes,
so
he doesn't like him.
So bad.
I find it a little rich of him to say, you know, we as a team didn't get it right when I hear...
You.
I hear, hey, you got me short of the green or got me into the water and over the green on the other one, even though I'm the one that swung the club.
Yeah.
So I find that to be a little rich, but that doesn't necessarily make him a bad dude. Sometimes you get in the heat of battle and you lose yourself sometimes.
I got to believe that these kind of exchanges happen quite often.
I would assume
to be honest with you. These caddies make how much of the purse
like
if they win?
Like around 10%.
Okay.
Except
and what's the purse?
Can. The purse this year, oh gosh, I think the
$12 million.
Yeah, the winner gets a maybe $2 million or $2.1 million.
So the caddy's going to get $200,000. You better give the guy the right club.
Yeah, hit. That's true. That's a good point.
I hate to tell you,
and
I'll say this about a guy like as good as Jordan Spieth. If you give him the right club, he's probably going to hit it that distance.
And your money's going to be there at the end.
And you're going to get all that money. So if you give him the
wrong
club,
that's a good point, Chris.
I got to tell you, you're going to have to pay. You're going to have to hear about it.
Sorry to burst your bubble there.
Yep.
Oh, Jordan.
That's what he always says on the course.
Oh, Jordan.
Who do you like out there
like
as
McElroy.
A golf fanatic?
I like Rory McIlroy.
And what is it? Pray tell about him that
just
you like so
even,
much.
Even though he might not be a great guy off the course either.
He's not a great... You've already acknowledged that.
I love the way he plays. He is 5'8", 165 pounds, and he can hit it farther than anyone on the tour.
So he has the short guy syndrome.
I don't think... Wait, this isn't about Rory McIlroy. This is about Jordan. Oh, Jordan. Move on, please.
Number three.
Angels star Shohei Ohtani did something really, really impressive last night against the Rays in Tampa. He became the first Japanese-born player to hit for the cycle because he can both pitch and hit equally well. Some are calling him the modern-day Babe Ruth. So, Chris, do you think Shohei Ohtani is the most dynamic player in baseball?
No, I don't.
Interesting.
I don't pay any attention to Shohei Ohtani at the moment. He's not pitching right now. When he is pitching, I find him to be a little more intriguing. But the modern-day Babe Ruth is ridiculous. I mean, the cycle is good, but what, is he leading the league in home runs?
No,
last I checked,
no,
is he running away with the RBI title? Is
no.
he hitting 365?
No,
I mean,
he's not.
Come on now. He's a good player, but and I would have got the trivia wrong because I would have assumed Ichiro was the first guy to hit for the cycle as a Japanese player, but... Yeah, Ohtani's a nice player, and when he's pitching, he is intriguing to watch. But that's a little rich. As Tony likes to say, that suggestion is a little rich.
Tony, what do you think about Shohei Ohtani? Is he the most dynamic player in baseball?
No, he's not the most dynamic player in baseball, in part because he's not even doing one of the things that makes him so dynamic this year. Excuse me, I had to belch.
Easy.
There.
You know, you could have got away with that telling us.
I like to be truthful about why I come off the mic for a sec.
Okay.
I don't think he's the most... What was the word you used?
Dynamic.
Dynamic. No, I don't. I think he does a lot of things well offensively. I mean, the ball he hit out for the homer was a... I mean, the ball didn't get up like 12 feet high and it went out to dead center almost.
I thought it was a line drive to the shortstop.
Right. And then you watch him run. He can move. He's a great athlete. But he's going to have to be on top of the leaderboards in some of these offensive categories, as well as be at the top of the leaderboard in some of these pitching categories next year when he starts. And he's got to do it for a long time before we can start bringing out the Babe Ruth kind of comparisons.
He's not the Bambino?
No.
Okay.
He's in much better shape, though.
Number two.
He doesn't waddle around bases.
No.
He can run.
He doesn't have those little Flintstone feet running around.
Lost in all the aftermath of the Raptors' first championship win was a crime at Oracle Arena. That's right. There was a crime committed on the floor immediately after the game, and it involved Raptors general manager Masai Ujiri. The Alameda County Sheriff's Office is pursuing a misdemeanor charge against Raptors general manager for simple battery of a police officer. According to a sheriff spokesperson, quote, "The deputy did not know who the man was, asked for his credential, and that's when he tried to push past our deputy, and our deputy pushed him back. And then there was another push that moved up and struck our deputy in the face. At that point, several bystanders intervened, and the executive did ultimately get back onto the court without displaying credentials," end quote. Tony, should Ujiri be charged or should they drop the charges?
I hope they can come
to some...
I hope
he goes to jail. I'm kidding. Look on Tony's face.
I hope that they find some middle ground here. I mean, this is clearly just a misunderstanding by both parties, right? But I will say that the NBA was the one that had those... you know, police officers there. They wanted them there. They were requested by the NBA. And
gotta wear your credentials, though.
I was just getting ready to lead to that. You gotta kind of have your credentials there. Listen, I'm at Petco all the time. Mm-hmm. Clearly, my dad meant a lot to the organization. I walk around my credentials because there's nothing worse than thinking you're going to get in someplace without your credentials and them going, sorry, I need to see your credentials.
Yeah.
I'm not the type of person that's going to be like, hey, I'm such and such. So just bring your credentials. It makes things a lot easier. You won't get in any pushing matches, and you won't feel embarrassed at all. I get where, how do you say his last name again?
Ujiri.
Ujiri's coming from. I mean, his team is on the court celebrating. It only lasts for so long. You got to get out there when you can. True. But you got to have your credentials. But I hope they, the answer to the question was, should they charge him? I hope they don't.
And they're not going to.
I think it's kind of ridiculous.
Chris, what do you think?
Lock him up. Yes! I love it. I'm so tired of people giving it the old, hey, don't you know who I am thing.
Did he do that?
No. He kind of did, though.
He kind of did. I mean, I'm sure that was part of his conversation as he was trying to get through security.
Don't you know that I'm the Raptors GM?
Like Tony just said, if Tony can't walk around Petco Park without a credential, then this guy can't walk around Oracle Arena without one.
And he's on a visit.
One.
He's not the visiting place, too.
Yeah, you're the visiting guy. I know you're excited. You won your championship, but the fact you forgot your credentials on you, not on the security guy.
That's a good point.
I like the sheriff's deputy or a spokesperson who said at the end, he ultimately did get back on the court without displaying credentials, which means that seems like an extra jab to me that the officer was in the right for stopping him.
It's an extra jab for a misdemeanor on this, too, by the way.
Yeah, that's a little silly.
All right, let's get to the last.
We have other more important things to be dealing with, I hope.
Let's do this quick so we can give away our winner, but with the NBA season officially in the books, the Westgate Superbook has released their championship odds for next season. In the initial odds for the 2019-2020 season, the Lakers are forecasted to have 9-2 odds to have the best chance of winning an NBA title, with the Clippers and Bucks right behind them. Chris, would you make that bet?
I think it would be one of the dumbest bets you could ever make.
Right?
Not because I don't think the Lakers can win, but I would like a lot better than 9-2 odds on the Lakers at this point before they get another player or two.
Yeah.
I think it would be a really bad time to, you know how you bet or sell high and buy low?
Yeah.
You'd be doing the opposite if you pick the Lakers right now. Wait till they're back to 25-1.
Tony, what do you think? Would you make that bet?
No, I agree with Chris. Give me better odds right now, because the people that you're assuming are going to be on the team are not on there right now, and that's when you're asking me to place the bet. So I'm going to need better odds. Vegas is getting over on people on this one if people are taking these odds right now, because the Lakers,
I think that's what they're doing.
If let's be honest, and I'm you guys know I'm the biggest Laker fan there is. They have no business being on the top right now based on what we just literally saw from Toronto.
And the fact that Milwaukee had the best record in the league last year, or this year.
Or Denver, for that matter. And
they're speculating.
Portland, for that matter.
How about all of the teams that finished ahead of the Lakers, right. Which is like 20?
Right.
All right, good way to close out the week, guys, in the Big Five.
That's all for the Big Five from Gwynn and Chris on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.